do that. But I cannot comprehend everything about your perspective, and my attempt to do that is getting me out of balance. Mm-hmm. So just in that small effort, you would begin to turn downstream a little bit. In other words, you're not pushing against them. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to solve it. You're just being while they're just being. You're making peace with where you are. Feel the difference. Feel the difference in someone expecting a response from you and you not being in a position to give it to them, mm-hmm. and someone just there doing their thing while you're just there doing your thing. So now you've made peace with them. Now you could take it further. You've made peace with them. Now you can just step back a little bit and appreciate them. You could think to yourself something like, here you are with all of this desire to help these people. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And isn't it nice that this facility exists as a sort of leg up for all of these people? And none of us have ever expected of ourselves that we would solve all of these problems immediately. These people didn't even get into that situation all at once. We're all just here doing the best that we can do. Now, don't you feel better even in that? Mm-hmm. And then, in that alignment, you would say to them, you're really doing well, and we're all really lucky to have you. And thank you for your dedication and your hard work. And I know things will get better for all of us. We're getting better and better at this. And hang in there. It's going to be all right. And in the majority of cases, all they wanted from you was a kind word anyway. Mm-hmm. But when they knock your legs out from under you and you have no kind words to give, then that's why it's uncomfortable for you. You're not asking yourself to solve all of those problems. You just want to maintain your own balance. And as you practice doing that, then people and their, in other words, do you know that the fact that you even have employment there at all is because people have problems? So you could say their problems are your livelihood.
Mm-hmm. And they are.
Something worth making peace with. You might say. You could say to the other co-workers who are struggling in it, I couldn't begin to do this myself. We're all in this together. You see? You could stand anywhere and come into alignment, no matter how distorted the current situation is. You have the ability to come into alignment. And when you don't, it's your not coming into alignment that is the issue, not whatever they're doing.
I'm more and more aware of that, and I've actually been able to do that. I mean, I've built myself into alignment more often.
You said that earlier. You said mm-hmm. something so significant when you were talking about meditation. You said, mm-hmm. I worked at that. I was not always able, even under those really good conditions, mm-hmm. to clear my mind and allow my vibration to raise. I worked at that. I focused myself mm-hmm. into alignment, you said. Mm-hmm. And we say, and now, in a less easy environment, you're going to focus yourself into alignment again. And when you discover your ability to focus yourself into alignment no matter what, now you've got it made. Now you don't have to run and hide from anything. Now you can be out there where you want to be and manage it, you see. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to run and hide from the things that are uncomfortable. We want you to feel their discomfort, identify what you would prefer, line up with what you would prefer, and then watch your environment morph to satisfy your new intention. Isn't that good to know?
Absolutely. And I'm wondering about, which goes with this, the subconscious or the conditioning, and that it sometimes seems as though that it is always sabotaging a lot of the time, that I know better and I've experienced
and
yet this force comes in and
don't worry.
Changes.
Someone said it feels like my thoughts are thinking me. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You don't have to worry about anything subconscious affecting you, because if it's subconscious, you're not having any emotional response to it. And if you're having an emotional response to it, it's not subconscious.
Okay.
So if you're feeling emotion around it, then there's room for you to reach for a downstream thought.
Okay.
So give us another example.
Mm. trying to think of something.
It may be, and this is what it feels like to us. It may be that you've put yourself into an environment where there are so many people so far out of balance. Mm-hmm.